WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time in 3 years, the Bryan School District is not offering an incentive for employees to quit. However, the school board did authorize an early resignation bonus for this year. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roca says the $500 carrot is to get teachers to make their decision sooner rather than later.
This is fully motivated to give some incentive for employees, for teachers only, who would be resigning anyway. So they submit their letter early so that our principals would know earlier in the hiring season where our vacancies are, and so they can move forward with making recommendations for new employees to the district earlier than just waiting until June, for instance, and getting those letters.
Last year and the year before last, the incentive was done as a way to reduce staffing instead of mandatory layoffs. This year's offer applies to the first 100 to submit their resignations by March 22nd. A nationwide program to thank wounded veterans for their service makes its debut in the Twin Cities later this week.
Operation Finally Home is a nonprofit that was started down in the Houston-Galveston Bay area by the Home Builders Association in that area. And they had an opportunity to assist a member's son who was returning from the war and was wounded and needed some remodeling in his home. They took that project on, and then they took on another project for another wounded veteran.
Home builder Randall Pitcock says Friday marks the groundbreaking of the first local home. The partnership with developers, builders, and donors provides mortgage-free custom homes to wounded veterans and the widows of fallen soldiers. More information about Friday's event and how you can help is on our website at WTAW.com. Just over a week after their appointments, members of the Texas House Appropriations Committee have taken the first step towards passing one of the first priorities of the new legislative session. The committee, whose members include John Rainey of Bryan, unanimously approved a supplemental spending bill where the majority covers a Medicaid tab that lawmakers didn't pay 2 years ago. Rainey says one of his goals this session is to find a way to help small business owners provide health insurance.
That is a very complicated thing, it seems, and nobody knows what the Affordable Care Act is going to do. So I think it may be a while before we can come up with a doable plan.
As the supplemental spending bill moves to the full House, Democrats have indicated they'll make Republicans vote on restoring education cuts. And there are more assurances from the Capitol that intelligent design and creationism will not be taught in Texas science classes. That's according to State Board of Education Chair Barbara Cargill.
I voted against International Database, which was the one publisher that brought forward material that included intelligent design.
Governor Perry first nominated Cargill in 2011, and she now faces the renomination process. State Senator Kirk Watson wants her word that intelligent design will not be included in the science classes.
Not those things that may be better left to being taught at home and in church, but instead our curriculum focuses on science. And I think I have that commitment from her.
That's what the curriculum standard says, and I voted for it.
Cargill from the Woodlands represents a district that includes Brazos and Grimes counties. And what happens now that Pope Benedict has announced his resignation? A replacement will be selected under very unusual circumstances. The church's cardinals are being summoned to a conclave in the Sistine Chapel for early March. 118 of them, 80 and younger, will vote for the next pope. Monsignor Terrence Nolan, who's an expert on papal selection, says, interestingly, the current pope will be one of the cardinals.
He goes back to being a cardinal. However, he's 85, so he cannot vote. So he can be present, but he cannot vote in the conclave.
It's the first time in 600 years that a pope has lived to see his successor named. And a Dallas chocolatier is expecting brisk business this Valentine's Day when shoppers come in to buy her chocolate high heels. Andrea Pedraza's most well-known creations are chocolate pumps done in the style of Christian Louboutin shoes. They sell for $30 to $55. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some rain is in the forecast once again today. It's due to a stalled front of boundary east of Galveston Bay that extends across the Gulf. We'll see periods of rainfall today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 60 or so. A few spots a few degrees warmer than that. The rain's gone tonight. We turn partly cloudy and 40. Lots of sun. Highs near 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we're trying to get the headphones working. We spare no expense here. I mean, these are the best $8.99 headphones that you can get anywhere. Yeah. And I think probably
I need to bring mine over?
No. It's not. It's really not the headphones. I think it really has to do with the connection to Jack.
Yeah,
and so. We'll try to get that fixed. But Lee is a veteran. She knows how to fix her own headphones.
She knows how to hold it, and if she lets go, it doesn't work.
That's right.
She just let go and had to grab again.
Just leaning
well,
in.
And it's just kind of fading out now on its own. So.
Okay, good. Actually,
want me to move around?
No, I think there's a plug right there. Why don't you try that
this
plug,
long
Royce,
enough.
And see if it works, and then you can plug in right there. Does that one work? Does
it
that
works.
Work? Okay, there. So we can move people around.
Yeah, this one doesn't work on this one either.
Okay, so it's the headphones.
I'll be there in a sec.
Okay, we're going to bring in some more headphones. Okay, we don't have to do that. See, I mean, this is live radio, which is just the bestest part, so that you can really hear the foibles that take place. Okay,
here
new
I
headphones. Put those there. All right, put those there.
Well, without these moments, our listeners would just be overwhelmed with wishing they could be on the show. But,
yeah, that's right.
You know, when they see that it's actually not that easy.
It's work.
Yeah, it is. Well, that and plus the fact that, you know, we're not in a cinder block building somewhere in North Carolina. We are really here. It's live and all that. So, of course, that being the case, it's time to play Jethro Trivia.
Yay!
Yeah, and... let's see, Royce, what's your record with Jethro Trivia?
I'm about 3-1.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. That's 3 wins and 1 loss?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes today. So we're going to let you answer first, as
oh,
a matter
great.
Of fact. Yeah, so there. Okay.
Oh, I think I'm 1-1.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You'll answer first, and then Leah will answer.
Well,
and
Leah's
then,
all time.
Yeah, then we'll let the we'll let the regulars go after that.
Ladies should go first.
Oh, okay. You
yeah,
think
Leah,
so, huh?
Well, Leah's all-time champ. I'm just like the...
I think that's just by default because I'm here.
She's here a lot. Yeah, the it's our oddly little informative news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. There's no gambling involved. Today it's there's an app for that. Actually, it's there's an app for that. Okay. Tech junkies are all abuzz about a new mobile app called Vine that allows users to do what? Is it A, post 6-second video clips, B, print 6-foot door posters, C, write 6-foot book review, 6-word book reviews, or D, take 6-hour power naps? Once again, it's called The Vine. Is it A, to post 6-second video clips, B, print a 6-foot door poster, C, write a 6-word book review, or D, take a 6-hour power nap?
I'm going with book reviews.
The book reviews. Okay, C, book reviews. Leah.
I have no idea. We're going to
Yes, like Roy said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there going, what is a power nap at 6 hours?
I don't know. Really? Yeah, really.
That's sleep at night.
That is sleep, yeah.
What was the first one
The
again?
First one is post 6-second video clips.
Then, we'll go with that
Okay, 6-second video clips. Okay. Kevin?
Poster.
All right, the poster. Kat?
Gosh, I'm torn between poster and book review, but I'm going to go with Mr. Hickman on this one.
Okay, there you go. There's only one winner today.
Oh,
it's Leah. Yes, it is. The answer is to post
How does
a.
She do that?
I don't know. I don't. Is she going? Oh, I don't know. Let's go with that.
Just disgusting.
Acquired by Twitter last year, Vine lets users film and share short video clips through their Twitter feed. Videos are limited to 6 seconds total in length and cannot be edited or altered. The app simply takes live video from your smartphone camera and includes any ambient sound and displays it on an infinite loop for you. Their makers had to clean up a little bit because, you know, you have to be careful if people put age-restricted material on there. But anyway, so there you go.
That's so was that ambient music like, is this thing on?
Yeah, exactly. Could be that,
like,
yeah.
How much time do you have to...
That's it. So there you are. We've got that. So what's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, you know, if you come out today, we might recommend not wearing your favorite shoes.
Okay, sure.
With the plenty of rain coming down, it's a little damp. And we were really busy yesterday, and I have it... I was in the building very quickly this morning. Generally, when there's pop-up rainstorms and so forth, our intake increases because, you know, people leave the dog outside while they go to work, and then, uh-oh, rainstorm, or the softer ground, you know,
they can dig out.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're missing your dog or someone you know who is missing their dog, have them come by and look. At least fill out a lost and found report. We have a whole page on that we hand out people that are missing or have found a dog for various resources, because there's a lot of actually options in the community for cross-posting and so on and so forth through Facebook and whatnot that will really help get animals home. And there's some folks that really keep up on that and will let you know where they've seen somebody else posting your animal. So whether they've found it and whatnot. So come by and check. Only you know what your animal looks like. Better yet, get a microchip, $25, and just bring in your animal, no appointment necessary, and you walk out with a microchip in your animal. So it's a really great way to verify your animal's going to get home home to you. If it comes into us, along with if someone picks up your animal and then says, oh, I want to have it microchipped or I need to change the information, we call you to verify that you gave that animal. Oh, so it is a receipt of ownership almost on your animal as well.
Well, consider if you've had the animal for 2 years, it's $1 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
not a lot of money.
Really, really economical and just permanent identification, because your dog can't tell us, oh, I live at, you know, whatever street.
Sure.
So great opportunities there. Valentine's Day this week, we have half price adoptions only on Valentine's Day. Come in today or tomorrow morning and check and see what we have and, you know, maybe fill out an application to get it pre-approved and have it on our in our database and so forth. We also have coming up, it's a little further out, well, I guess we'll start with PetSmart, or National Adoption of Weekend, which is the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and we're generally out there just on Saturdays, but that is an extended weekend, along with some of our just puppies that are coming ready. We haven't really hit puppy and kitten season. It's kind of the calm before the storm, and we will have plenty, so we're looking for foster homes. And then in May 4th is Adopt-a-thon. That's a ways out, but it'll be here, and we'll have discounted adoptions, the rabies vaccination and microchip clinic with that as well.
Okay, if they want some more information,
you can check us out on our Facebook page, Aggieland Humane Society, or find us on the web at aggielandhumane.org, or come by and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. That's right next to the expo.
All right, thanks a bunch. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Royce Hickman, as you know, is here this morning from the chamber. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Good. Busy week?
Well, it's really a busy week. First, before we get into actually a busy month, but I wanted to thank you for the time last week to visit a little bit about our trip to Austin, which went very well out of the time I've been going, which has started in 99. I think this was the most successful trip
we've
had. So thank you for that. We have a health and wellness luncheon today at noon, and it's sponsored by Scott & White Health Plan, and it's Gentry Woodard speaking on Understanding the Affordable Health Care Act. And I think there may be a couple of seats left for that. If you'll call 260-5200 and ask for Tracy, she might be able to get you in.
And the program is less than 7 hours.
It is.
I mean, I don't know. This is a really complicated thing to take on, but a lot of people do need to know about it.
We're probably going to start the program while you're eating so we can get you out of there about 1 o'clock. So anyway, it's at 11:45, and it is at Briarcrest Country Club. Now, one of your favorite events, Scott, is this Friday, the crawfish boil.
Yeah.
Because we do have things other than crawfish.
You do. That's right. I'm not a crawfish person necessarily, but it's a great chance to stand around and just chat with people.
But Leah and I are big-time crawfish people.
Yeah.
It's this Friday, the 15th, Brest County Expo Complex. The exciting thing to me is the net proceeds of this benefit our 4-H and FAA kids. We take that money out to the youth livestock sale, and what a great way to, you know, put money to use in our community, putting it into our future. Cost is $100 for a ticket, which is for a couple. And if you are interested in just coming by yourself, we'll hook you up there, too. I think that price is $75. But, again, that's this Friday at Brazos County Expo Complex. And that starts at 5:30, and we're shut that down about 8 o'clock. So come out and join us. We do have an Inner Circle reception coming up this month. That's Monday, February the 25th, so roughly 2 weeks away. That's sponsored by Oldham Goodwin Group and Texax. And it's going to be an evening with Eric Hyman, our athletic director. It's the first thing he's done with our business community out at the Rudder Auditorium. I'm very excited about what they're going to do. They're going to set this all up on the stage of Rudder and elevate the orchestra pit, which is where he will be to make his presentation. So we're limited to 250 people for this. Again, it is for Inner Circle members. It's 6 to 8 on Monday the 25th. Give us a call, 260-5200. Individual tickets are only $25 for this, and we do have premium tables and reserve tables for that. Very quickly, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting this afternoon. It's from 4:30 to 5:30. It's Maroon U. And, Kenny Lawson, it's out on Holloman. I'm very excited about going out there. I invest in his company often.
Okay, there you are, yeah.
Our business after hours this month is Thursday the 21st. That's at Ashley Furniture, our normal 5:30 to 7. And just put on your date. If you don't get enough crawfish or food that way, we have the Taste of Aggieland and Epicurean Extravaganza coming up on Tuesday, March the 5th. Sponsored by HEB out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. We'll talk more about that when we have more time.
Right.
Deluxe ribbon cutting, I mentioned, is this afternoon at 4:30, and we have a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 4:30, City of College Station. It's going to be the WPC Festival site, and we'll be at 1101 Colgate, and we'll park right behind the Arts Council for that. I understand it looks really nice. I'm looking forward to being out there. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas A&M Physicians. We appreciate them, appreciate their Inner Circle membership, and appreciate the time with you, sir.
Glad to do it. Thank you. That's Roy Sickman here. Visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The market looks for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are a little changed ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Analysts say some investors may be on the sidelines ahead of President Obama's State of the Union address. Coca-Cola could lend some support to the blue chips. The soft drink giant's quarterly profit rose 13%. Overseas sales were especially strong. Big retailers say business was off last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales declined 2.5% from the previous week. Grocery and drug stores in the Northeast saw a pickup in sales ahead of last weekend's blizzard, but the weather kept shoppers away from department and apparel stores. And the popularity of super-sized roses that were introduced by FTD 4 years ago has taken off this year. FTD says Valentine's Day orders for the roses, which can stand up to 6 feet tall, have increased 50% year over year since their introduction. Several other floral delivery companies also offer the oversized flowers. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
If you and your family love reading, you already love Half Price Books. And their Book Lovers Weekend is right around the corner, February 15th through President's Day the 18th. If you want to take advantage of special discounts and even more savings, heck, almost everything's already half price or less, you'll want to hop on their email list pronto by stopping by your neighborhood store. They can sign you right up or visit halfpricebooks.com and sign up with a few clicks. You'll be a member instantly and can even share your Book Lovers discounts with friends, family, anyone you know who loves a good story. They'll even check all their stores to help you find what you're looking for. Book Lovers Weekend is just one example of how you can save even more on the treasures and surprises Half Price Books is famous for. Plus, you'll get all the latest news about events and special offers at your favorite Half Price Books location. So sign up today on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, fellas, have you ever noticed all the warnings and disclaimers on the ED medication these days? You know, don't take it if you have this condition or that. Don't drink alcohol. Don't take it with other medications. Possible side effects are, etc., etc., etc. And have you ever noticed that you never hear any of that with Restore MX from the Activate company? Yeah, Restore MX is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that's often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX from the Activate company is the best natural solution to give men improved performance without the dangers of drugs and all the side effects. Made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab with pharmaceutical-grade ingredients to the highest standards. Satisfaction ratings top 90% with men's studies. Go to myactivate.com right now and read more, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411, myactivate.com, or 465-4411. Do it today. Howard Eaton had a ranch. He had cattle. He had a few acres of wheat. And he had some freeloaders. A few too many freeloaders, really. Now, Howard had a fairly nice spread in the Dakota Territory back around 1880s. And at least at the beginning, things were going pretty darn well. Except for all those blamed travelers that were coming through. Word had spread back east that there was some mighty pretty country out Wyoming, Montana way. And as a result, well, a bunch of folks from New York and Boston just packed their corsets and bustles and headed out to see the sights. But once they got pretty deep in the countryside and out of the range of the more established farms of Indiana and Illinois, well, they ran into some pretty harsh land, people, and weather. And way too often they wound up on Howard's front door, lost, cold, and very hungry. So Howard would take them in, feed them, let them warm their backsides by the fire, and put them up for a night or two. Got to be quite a thing, really. One day he decided that he'd just count up how many meals he had given to visitors in the past year. And believe it or not, he counted up right at 2,200. Yeah, over 2,000 meals to strangers wandering by looking for adventure. Well, being the smart rancher he was, Howard decided that he's going to cut his losses and make some money doing what he was already doing anyway. He started running ads and inviting those Easterners to come out for a stay. The price, $10 a week, for room, board, and a chance for them to wear their not-quite-so-authentic clothes that they had bought back east. Howard did all right from the revenues of his back east visitors. But one thing he was not ready for, that surprised him, was the way folks from the east demanded to be treated. Now, while Howard expected them to pitch in from time to time and help with chores, well, they did for about 2 hours. That was it. In other words, it was their vacation, and they were going to lay about, soak up the sun and the scenery, which, of course, caused their German immigrant host to call his guests by a name from the old country, Dudenkopf, which literally means lazy fellow. It's a little-known fact that one of the most popular tourist attractions in the first half of the 20th century started on Howard's Ranch, the Dude Ranch, not named for the ranch itself, but for the guest, Dudenkopf, the lazy people.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Friday morning marks the first local groundbreaking of a national effort providing mortgage-free custom homes to wounded veterans and the widows of fallen soldiers. Home builder Randall Pitcock was introduced to Operation Finally Home through helping with projects in Houston and Galveston.
In 2011, the pace went up from one home a year to a dozen homes, and 2012 was 15 homes, and currently there are 27 homes that have been completed, with 8 currently under construction and another 14 in the planning or permitting stages, this being one of those.
On our website at WTAW.com is more information about how you can help and details of Friday's groundbreaking. The Bryan School District has cut employees each of the last 2 years as a way to reduce the overall budget. While there are no reductions planned for next year, the school board has approved an early resignation bonus for teachers. The reason, according to Deputy Superintendent Tim Rocha, is to know sooner than later about filling next year's teacher vacancies.
Teachers have up until about July the 4th or so to resign their position for the coming school year at a point in time called the penalty-free resignation date. We did cap this so that we minimize our exposure to the first 100. We do get about 100 to 125 teacher resignations annually.
The deadline for the $500 incentive is March 22nd, or the first 100 teachers, whichever comes first. There's no deadline for when Texas House members can file legislation of local interest. John Rainey of Bryan plans on being part of at least 3 bills.
I will be carrying bills to help the hotel-motel tax and direct that toward the Kyle Field expansion. I'll also be doing the 2 pieces of legislation that will allow the MMDs in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be looking at some legislation concerning compressed natural gas along Highway 6.
Yesterday, the House Appropriations Committee, which Rainey serves, unanimously approved a supplemental spending bill where the majority covers a Medicaid tab that lawmakers didn't pay 2 years ago. The debate about whether intelligent design belongs in Texas science classes pops up as Barbara Cargill goes for renomination as the State Board of Education chair. Cargill, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, says she believes in intelligent design, just not in our science classes, a point that troubled State Senator Donna Campbell of the Nominations Committee.
Because we do not have the scientific facts to teach creation, that God did create world and man. I mean, are we trying to eliminate that?
But Cargill says science classes are not the right place.
The other needs to be taught at church or in the home, and so I've been very, very clear about that.
Cargill's critics fear she will push the faith-based theories into the science curriculum. And as the search begins for Pope Benedict's successor, many are hopeful that the cardinal's vote will result in a pope from the Americas.
Catholicism is thriving in the Americas, especially in Central and South America, and Rogelio Enriquez with the Texas-based Mexican-American Catholic College says picking a successor to Pope Benedict that is not European would be a huge deal.
The pope from the Americas sort of reaffirmed that there's an enormous opportunity for growth.
He says the church is at a crossroads, especially with the economic and political crisis in North America, and electing an American would affirm many's faith. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Texas transportation officials are scheduled to talk to lawmakers about the challenges the state faces in keeping up an aging highway system. The House Transportation Committee has scheduled a hearing this morning. Governor Rick Perry has said he wants to spend $1.7 billion from Texas's rainy day fund on transportation projects. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 54 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs. And we've got amazing $6 footlong specials, too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs. And hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
At Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax were applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
8:34 at 8:35. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Some rain is in the forecast once again today. It's due to a stalled front of boundary east of Galveston Bay that extends across the Gulf. We'll see periods of rainfall today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 60 or so. A few spots a few degrees warmer than that. Rain's gone tonight. We turn partly cloudy and 40. Lots of sun. Highs near 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And this stuff is just kind of passing through, little hit and miss things, just kind of dropping in on us every once in a while. Let me see. I had something for... Okay, so it's Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
It's like that pancake thing, you know, which where they have the race. Shrove Tuesday, International Pancake Day. The contest between the folks in Liberal, Kansas and Olney, England. The whole thing started when Christian Lenten rules prohibited the eating of all dairy products. So housewives would make pancakes to use up their supplies, eggs, milk, butter, and other fats. Recipes for English pancakes back in those days called for wheaten flour, eggs, butter, or lard, love me some lard pancakes, along with water, milk, ale, or wine.
Ale?
Yeah.
And British pancakes are a lot thinner than our pancakes. They're more like crepes.
Crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Then also it includes maybe white sugar or brown sugar, spices like nutmeg or cinnamon or ginger. There's orange flavor, scented flowers or liqueurs. They were fried in butter and either served flat or all rolled up and sprinkled with powdered sugar.
I like pattern too.
Yep. Now, while we're on the subject, the Polish pre-Lenten custom is the small deep-fried jelly donuts called punchkis.
Wow, now that sounds like a life rocker right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. In Poland, the holiday is celebrated the Thursday before Lent begins. Here in the U.S., it's the day before, so that's today. And also, today is, this just sounds delicious, it's Bursting Day in Iceland, where a traditional pre-Lenten feast of salted meat and peas. Boy, doesn't that just sound wonderful?
You had me until you got to peas.
I understand. And it's served, and people are supposed to fill themselves to the point of bursting.
Oh, I have a friend who lives in Reykjavik. I can ask her if
that.
She's participated.
Bursting Day. The Icelander people call it Spriketower. And I can ask her
I'll
if she's
her
celebrating
give you
that.
An update.
Yeah, I think so. Many adults and parents are reportedly taking it upon themselves. Again, we talked about this just a little while ago. Maybe you want to give up for Lent your social media. Just saying. I mean, we want to give you that option. Because aren't you supposed to give up something where you'll really notice it?
Yes.
Can I give up people I don't like for Lent?
Well, you might be able to do that.
No.
Just kidding. You know.
Just kidding.
Scott, however, has been has been celebrating Lent for the last 5 years on Facebook.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, very much. Yeah, I have. That's right. I've just not. All right, so they have asked people the top 20 brands with the most loyal Facebook fans, okay? The top 20 brands with the most loyal Facebook fans.
So basically it's going to be something that is done by older women or college and teenage people.
Well, we'll see. The idea is, again, this is how loyal, brand loyal, okay, they are. I'm going to do all 20, as a matter of fact. We don't do 10, but I'll do 20. These are the top 20 brands with the most loyal Facebook fans. Number 20 is AMC Theaters. Number 19 is Dollar Tree. Number 18 is Disneyland. Then comes Bravo, Portillo's, I don't know what that is, NFL, Dove Chocolates, In-N-Out Burger, Hershey's, Tim Hortons, which I don't think is in U.S. America. It might be, but I know they're mostly in Canada. All right, here's your top 10. Again, most loyal Facebook fans. Number 10 is Adobe Photoshop. Number 9 is Duncan Hines. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can.
And that was somebody's name, by the way. There was a real Duncan Hines. Google Chrome, Starbucks Frappuccino. Number 6 is Xbox. Number 5 is Aldi. And Aldi is a grocery store. They have a Trader Joe's, if you're familiar with Trader Joe's. Number 4 is Walt Disney World. Number 3 is Google. Number 2 is Facebook. Number 1, most loyal Facebook fans, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Wonder what they've done. That's
they're on Facebook a lot.
They must
be.
So you
see it a lot.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I guess that has something to do with it. And I'm guessing, well, they want people to take action, and so they want to be in front of them all the time. So there you go. Okay, now Valentine's Day is coming up, so a group of about a dozen tuba players at the University of Memphis said that they are taking Valentine's Day requests for romantic serenades. Oh, can you imagine?
This can't end well.
Nothing says I love you like a tuba.
Something like that. Two-song serenades will be delivered with chocolate and cards for your sweetheart. Their repertoire will include My Girl by The Temptations.
Oh, now that is fun with tuba.
A Whole New World from Disney's Aladdin. I Can't Help Myself by The Temptations. Everything
on
I
a
Do
tuba?
From, yeah, Everything I Do from Bryan Adams and You Belong With Me, Taylor Swift. Nothing like Taylor Swift on a tuba. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Carlos.
Hey, Carlos. How are you, man?
No, I'm sorry, guys and gal. Sorry.
Yes,
that's right. All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Just to let you know, Lent's not just about giving up things. It's actually about taking things on also.
Okay. So
things that you're not used to, let's say you wanted to go to the gym and work out, something that's probably wanted to do. So things like that. Do a little bit of suffering on the opposite side.
Okay, so it's not always taking away. It's also putting on the plus side. All right, good.
There you go.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Okay. A little background on that. All right, here we go. The fastest serve ever recorded on a ping pong player is about 70 miles an hour.
Ooh, Lord, that's a fast ping pong shot.
Wonder how much they paid for that research.
They just use, hey, officer, could you come here for a minute?
Yeah, really. Professor Mark French of Purdue University's Mechanical Engineering Technology Department and a couple of graduate students have built an air gun for classroom demonstrations that fires a ping pong ball at 900 miles an hour.
Oh, my God!
Get out of the way.
Why?
Does it turn inside out?
I don't know. It says it's fast enough for the hollow celluloid balls to blow a hole through your standard paddle. What's the point?
Well, because you can.
Yeah, I think that's it. Professor French and his students wanted to develop a demonstration of how a DeLaval nozzle, also called a convergent-divergent nozzle, converts subsonic gas flow into supersonic flow. And I guess they felt like a ping pong ball was the safest thing to move forward at 900 miles an hour.
Man, can they blow a hole through your standard face?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, because if you think about it, if you were going to do that, you don't want to do that with a golf ball because that would probably end up going through the wall of the classroom. That wouldn't be good. It needs to be something of that size. You don't want to do maybe a handball because that's or a squash ball because, again, that's the same thing.
And
so,
that might explode, just explode.
Sure. So they do a ping pong ball. But, again, 900 miles an hour. 900 miles an hour. And that'd be pretty cool video. I don't know if they've got that out on YouTube. It might be kind of fun to see.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
845 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Folks at Intercon want to remind you, well, we think winter's over. We're not sure, but I guess it is because it's not freezing right now. But they do windows. What they do is they make sure that windows are energy efficient. And if your windows are not energy efficient, let them come out and have a look. Now, it could be that they can repair your existing windows, and that's fine and dandy if that's the case. But also, they replace windows. If your windows are old, they've lost their seal maybe. Maybe they never really had a good seal. And let me tell you just up front now, if you're going to be doing some remodel, that actually builders' grade windows are not that energy efficient. So using a little extra oomph when it comes to putting a window in that's more efficient is something that's probably going to pay for itself over time. And the folks at Intercon can let you know what your options are as far as vinyl windows are concerned and save you money. So give them a call. There's never any high pressure. They come out, no obligation at all to let you know what it's going to take to get your windows energy efficient or make your home energy efficient. 823-3639. That's the number for Intercon. Okay, if you've watched Star Trek.
Hey, can I hang on 1 second?
Tell me.
900 mile per hour ping pong ball.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is online.
Is it?
With the disclaimer at the very beginning that says, do not try this at home. We have years of experience and lots of degrees and specialized equipment and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff. Well, and again, I don't think that just your average U.S. American is going to be able to build that thing, right?
But it blows a hole right through it.
Wow. Did they have a student holding it?
No, it's on a, oh. It's on a, no.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't hold it in front of his face?
No, okay. But if you type in 900 mile per hour ping pong ball, yeah. It'll come up.
Okay, there you go. That's something for you to waste your day with, you know, today if you want to do that. And pass it around. Be sure and do that. I did that yesterday. In fact, I saw Chase Murphy, who used to work at, well, he's worked at several radio stations, but I mean, he used to work at this one too. And there's one out there about when an engineer owns a dachshund. And how he put together this thing that would launch a ball.
Oh, see, I've seen the engineers with cats. I've seen that video, but not dachshunds.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see that.
Yeah. I didn't expect you to, Scott.
Well, that's okay. It's just
that wasn't a request, even thinly veiled.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, but anyway,
comment.
I know you just so that we'd know that there are cat videos out there. I never realized there were cat videos out there. You know, anyway. We don't do this too often, but I think this might be important enough that you need to be aware of it. Style is important to all sorts of people, including little girls. Coming out in a store near you will be wedge-heeled sneakers for little girls. Women's Wear Daily had a little thing about this yesterday. Children's Trend Sneaker Wedges is what they're called. Sneakers, girls' sneakers, get a lift this fall. Tapping a trend in the women's market, sleek, strappy styles featuring low or hidden wedges for a little fashion kick. Before you get these for your daughter,
no.
Before your daughter bugs you about this, do not do this.
Okay. Hey,
she's going to be paying for their knees, too, right?
Well, Dr. Neil Blitz, that's his name, Dr. Neil Blitz, he is the chief of foot surgery at Bronx Lebanon Hospital, says, when young girls wear heels and pointy-toed shoes, their bones are more malleable and can become structurally deformed. Basic physiology. If you've heard about Chinese foot binding, that's what that's all about. They do that when the children are they're very young, and that way it works. Until girls stop growing, there is a significant risk of bone and joint deformities in the foot. The bones of most females do not reach maturity until at least the age of 14. After that age, there are some high heel-related foot problems that can develop that include bunions and hammer toes and corns and stuff like that. But what they're saying is don't get those for your very young girls. Not a good thing to do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 848. So you ever watch Star Trek? You know.
Which season?
Well, remember Geordi LaForge?
Yes.
Okay. And he wore that little thing that looked like
a headband.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah. It's a headband across his eyes. Okay.
So he could see.
Right. But this metal headband kind of looks like that, but it has nothing to do with space fashion. Instead, it is worn for 20 minutes a day. It could eliminate migraines.
Really?
Study posted on the online version of the journal Neurology found those who wore the headband called a cephali reported a third fewer debilitating headaches for at least a couple of months.
Huh.
The futuristic-looking little device is hooked over the ears and worn across the forehead. Electronic pulses are sent to the nerve responsible for creating migraines. Researchers excited because the results were similar to those of drugs used to prevent migraines, but no side effects. The device has been submitted to the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Hasn't been given the green light yet. It sells for $400, okay? It's not cheap. But apparently, for some people who are in that testing, it appears to be working.
If you got a migraine, I'm betting $400 is well worth the
cost.
Yeah,
and I don't have migraines, but yeah, I hear that they're not a good thing, and so as a result. All right, Fred Truckle, got the story of Fred Truckle. He's from our favorite state, that'd be Florida. Says he picked up a piece of cardboard from a Corona beer case while walking his dog. Fred, who described himself as a devout Christian, said when he looked at the cardboard, when he got home, he flipped it over and he saw the image of Jesus.
Of course he did.
He saw Jesus in a Corona beer case wrapping thing.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Fred said he plans to frame the image and one day pass it down to his children. But in the meantime, hey, he's liable to charge for you to come see it.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
I look, we did the water stains on buildings. We've done the water stains on the inside of houses.
Well, there's a whole commercial for the Super Bowl for that.
Yeah, that's right. We had the cinnamon bun that looked like Mother Teresa in San Antonio. But for us to get to the point where we, in fact, have a piece of cardboard from a Corona beer case that looks like Jesus is, I think we've gone over the edge. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think cardboard's better than an egg taco or whatever some of those.
Well, yeah.
I've
some
heard
of
an egg burrito or something.
Just we'll see how that works out. New study looked into whether daylight may slow kids' vision loss. For nearsighted children in Denmark, vision deteriorated faster when days were shortest and more slowly with summer days.
Hmm.
So the amount of sunlight keeps your vision in good shape.
So I better go stare at the sun.
No, don't stare at it. Just stare during the sun, and then it'll be better. Since coffee is for wusses and tea is too dainty, Mountain Dew now is a new morning soda. Get your day started off right. It's called Kickstart. Kickstart is a sparkling juice beverage that contains about 5% real juice and 95% of God knows what. and that's what the ad says, I think, probably.
Oh, my God.
It's not quite an energy drink, yet it's not a soda either. It comes as an energized orange citrus product, and it also comes in energizing fruit punch. A spokesperson for the Dew says, our consumers told us they're looking for an alternative to traditional morning beverages, one that tastes great, and gets them started.
I think they're selling that or started that at a taco emporium.
Is that right?
With a big bell on it.
The Kickstart taco emporium, really? That's actually Mountain Dew mixed with orange juice. So it's a slightly different product.
Maybe. Well, but again, aren't they? Is that a Pepsi company? Taco Bell's a Pepsi company, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yep.
So
and I know the Kickstart has extra caffeine added.
Yeah, it does. 92 milligrams of caffeine in a 16-ounce can, so let's get at it. By a comparison, a 16-ounce Grande at Starbucks is 330 milligrams of caffeine, but you got 92 in that Kickstart. Kickstart will be slamming into the stores near you starting Feb 25. So before the end of the month, you'll be able to get your Kickstart on if you're so inclined. At a store near you?
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilage of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. An ambulance and fire dispatch company in D.C. under fire, no pun intended.
Nice.
Yeah. New York Post says that the Washington, D.C. fire and EMS allegedly showed up 30 minutes late to an emergency call. The 71-year-old male victim ultimately died waiting for help to arrive, but that reportedly didn't stop the company from sending the bill to the family, $800. Probably ought not do
so
that.
So he had passed before they got there?
Yeah.
Then
yeah, but they're going to charge him for rolling.
Oh, no.
Man's son, one Dared Ford Jr., says he's furious with the company and is for failing to save his father. And, yeah, I imagine that that'll end up in the courthouse if the company doesn't back down. He's widely regarded as the world's top streaker.
Well, if you got to be known for something.
Guess somebody should. Mark Roberts is his name. Made a name for himself over the past two decades by streaking across the field at countless major sporting events like the Super Bowl and the British Open. He's throwing in the towel, so to speak, because his kids' friends have started laughing at him, mostly because of his aging physique. He says, I'm 49 now. My children have begged me to stop. Children have begged me to stop. There you go. Does your dog bark? Your dog bark?
No, actually, my bog, dog, my bog?
Yeah.
My dog never barks.
Well, actually, I have Kenny bark. I mean, is he capable? He's not like a Basenji. Okay.
She does that every now and then, but very rarely do I ever hear sound from her.
And that's I've got one that's like that, one that just doesn't bark very often. And when they do, you know something's up. But then you have other dogs that just go crazy, right? According to an article in Scientific American, it seems different dogs bark differently based on their environment, the needs of the owner, and the kind of work the dogs do. Cattle dogs might bark all night, or only bark nonstop when they're herding, you know, some livestock. The New Zealand Hunaway is bred precisely so that it can bark for hours to inform both the shepherd and the cowboy, whoever, and the livestock where they are at all times. Hounds are also bred to bay nonstop for similar reasons. Experiments have now been shown that dogs use different barks and growls to communicate different things. A dog's food growl, as in back off, isn't the same as the stranger growl, where a dog growls at the approach of a stranger, or in the case where they feel threatened. Researchers, for instance, played these different growls to a dog who was approaching a juicy bone. The dog was more hesitant to approach if they heard the food growl rather than if they heard the stranger growl. Wolves, by the way, rarely bark, and usually softly and to their pack members. Barks make up as little as 3% of a wolf's vocalizations. So that's pretty neat to play that growl and know that the dog is going to go ahead and go toward the bone because it's not the food growl.
Just when it's that scary
movie
howl. That's the only time they make noise.
That's not a good thing. In case you haven't heard, Apple working on a smart watch device. It is described as a device that uses glass that curves around a user's wrist. The company has discovered designs for watches, discussed some designs for watches that would assume some functions of smartphones. And they're going to be manufactured with a partner named Foxconn.
That's interesting.
Such a watch would operate on Apple's iOS platform, according to the New York Times, and stand apart from competitors based on the company's understanding of how such glass can curve around the human body. In other news, Apple also may be planning some solar-powered phones. Patent application for now. Doesn't always mean that the company's going to follow through in it, but that's kind of what they're looking to do, so that might work.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Interesting stuff.
If you're saving your health by sucking down diet soda, think again. Yahoo.com reports a brand new study shows that drinking just one artificially sweetened drink per week can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes, the beatus, by 33%.
Wow.
They're taking all the fun out of life now. We can't drink things with sugar. We can't drink things without sugar. Are we just going to have to sit in the dark? Is that it? Sit in the dark and don't eat anything that tastes good and move on from there.
Yes, wow. That's exactly what's going to have to happen. Okay.
An officer in Massachusetts narrowly escaped catastrophe after a suspect went medieval on him by grabbing a spear and stabbing him in the gut.
Oh, my goodness.
Fortunately, his Kevlar vest worked as well as a breastplate does and pretty much stopped the spear from doing any kind of significant damage.
How was your day?
Is that at the Renaissance Festival?
No. It's those people up there. They're just different. Yankees. You know how they can be.
Because they don't have any guns.
They don't have concealed carry, they're walking around with a trident.
We're going to go ahead and attack police with a weapon that we see right here. Just there it is, right there. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, on this date in history, here we go. In 1879, at New York City's Madison Square Garden, the first artificial ice rink in North America opened up. Okay. 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, that's the NAACP, was founded. Also, when people want to say NAACP, they mean NCAA, if you've ever noticed that. You ever hear people and they start talking fast, they'll do that?
Yes.
1924, Calvin Coolidge became the first president of the United States to deliver a political speech on the radio.
Yay!
And tonight we'll have a political speech on the radio. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the State of the Union address. And in 1999, Bill Clinton was acquitted.